Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Slumped in the corner, and now Hyman in pursuit. McNabb digging against Evander Kane, who overpowers him. Hyman from behind the net to Kane.
Oilers win. Aiden Hill, make a save challenge. Tough one. Stuart Skinner's not exactly been great either, but they're just outscoring those problems.
No, he's not. There really aren't many. This is right. There's not many star goalies alive at all.
Well, I mean, you got Hellebuck and Ottinger.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I actually just completely forgot about that series. and that's tonight. And then Bobrovsky. But you got Skinner, and you've got, you know, Stolarz and Wall have been holding it down for Toronto.
Yep.
And
it's a lot of middling talent in the league as
a
whole.
Yeah, Freddie Anderson starting for Carolina.
Right.
After playing like 20 games during the regular season. So you've had a couple of those fringe starters that have kind of been getting their teams through.
The email comes through here, the Bills, to celebrate their farewell season at Highmark. Logo with a patch that's probably going to be on the jersey at least once, and we will say goodbye. You want to take a challenge on right here for me?
Sure.
I got a challenge for you.
Okay.
I want you to give me, you like to do this from time to time, give me money lines, odds. The last game at Highmark will be regular season finale, wild card weekend, divisional round,
okay,
AFC championship. Those are the four possible outcomes.
Okay, well, by far the biggest long shot is regular season finale.
That would mean they miss the playoffs.
Or
they're a wild card team.
Okay. Which would mean they don't win the division.
You think it's more likely they make the AFC championship game and host than it is that they're a wild card?
Yes, I do. Is that crazy?
I don't think it's crazy.
I just can't see them. It would be crazy to me if they didn't win the division.
You know what? There are four options here. This is a good poll.
Yeah.
803-0550. Make your call. The last game at Highmark will be which one of those? Which one of those four?
I mean, the most likely is probably, if I were to make the favorite to me, would be the divisional round. It would be the divisional round.
Sure.
Because that means you're the two or the three seed, and you win your wild card game because you're playing Pittsburgh again or one of these Denver teams, and you take care of business there, and the Bills have in that round. And then you are traveling to Kansas City or Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. I mean, that's kind of what they've been for 5 years. They have not closed the door on getting the one seed. They also could get the one seed and just not win the divisional round, right? Like, they had home field against the Chiefs 2 years ago, and they had all their injuries, but you had home field. Would they have played, if they won, were they going to play host in the AFC Championship?
No, they would have gone to Baltimore.
Baltimore
is the one seed.
Okay. Right, I'm thinking of the Bengals. They would have hosted the Bengals in the AFC Championship had they beat the Chiefs in the 13-second game. So, you don't even have to win that game. I think divisional should be the favorite.
That's probably right. The divisional should be the favorite on the math. What would you pick right now? AFC Championship game is the storybook. Close the season down. Sorry. Close the stadium down with a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It'd be incredible. I mean, it'd be incredible if any year in a stadium. But still, it would be storybook.
Right. The final moments. Because the storybook ending is you win it. And hey, remember were you at the last game? Like, there's the last game at the Odd, which is like, it's just a regular season game against the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah.
And it's a regular season game, but that's the last game at the Odd. I don't know. I don't hear stories about the last game at the Rock Pile, but I'm sure there are some. The last game at the stadium being the send-off to the Super Bowl that you finally win, if you were to win it, would be...
Even if you don't win it.
I can't even fathom it.
Even if you don't win it, it's a special last game there.
But that's in the moment. It would be super special. It would feel amazing.
But in reality, if they were to go on the road and make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl... You know,
but still,
that's still more special. The Super Bowl is almost its own entity here, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I've got the Twitter pull up. Which do you think will end up being the last game at Highmark Stadium? Regular season finale, wild card weekend, divisional round, or AFC championship? You can vote in our Twitter poll. And, you know, win the Super Bowl and then open up the new stadium on Thursday Night Football, and maybe we'll find out seven of the Bills' first eight games as part of next year's schedule
reveal. That's the deal. You get the trophy, and you also get all of your games announced before anybody else does. Although there were no Eagles on that announcement, finally.
My favorite funny comment about the Eagles here, I retweeted this. Somebody wrote into me and said, I think the NFL confused all of us rooting for the Eagles to beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl with the idea that people actually like the Eagles.
Yep.
I do not. I made friends with the devil that day.
You like them more than you did, though.
They did that to the Chiefs. And, you know, for all the models out there, I think the Eagles have the best model. Spend the most money.
Yep.
Pay really good players. Draft a lot. Jerry and Kenmore is up. Hey, Jerry.
I bet the really long shot. I bet the second last home game of the year because the last one's going to be snowed out and played at Forbes Field.
Wow. The last game is snowed out.
No way.
Okay, that's plus 5,000, but it's on the board.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry.
Under all circumstances.
Is that storybook?
No, you don't get to go.
Last regular season game is moved to Detroit.
I mean,
we'll be back for the playoffs.
If you're back for the playoffs, but
I mean, that's funny.
No.
That's
ridiculous.
I'm slow. It's a slow clap.
Yeah, to the game being snowed out.
Anthony in Buffalo's up next. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
I gotta say that's worthy of a slow clap for sure.
Yeah,
that would be some kind of that would be definitely a Buffalo thing. But you know, I'll tell you, I definitely don't want a Christmas game. This, you know, that's family time. But I would say we'd have to have a division rival. You know, the Jets, Miami, or New England, and close out Highmark with a W. You know, I think that would be a great send-off, and obviously to the Rich family, and, you know, that would be a wonderful thing. So that's my take, guys, all right? Have a good day.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you know, on the Christmas idea, I was into Christmas night.
Yeah.
Christmas night to me would have been making a deal for, okay, sure, Christmas, but... You know, everybody's got their own traditions and what they do. The idea, if they come out with this schedule and they're on Christmas at 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna swear at
yeah. At, that's not great.
Yeah, I'm gonna swear at people. What are you, crazy? Are you nuts?
I mean, a tailgate on Christmas morning. You bring the tree down, maybe.
No. No.
You put your Christmas tablecloth out over the table before you jump into it.
This is, of course, where like each person's individual situation is going to be different. If you know you are whatever situation you might be in, it may be great. Like my kids are going to be four on Christmas morning.
Maybe they'll always remember that one Christmas that they tailgated for, that they were at the stadium for.
You're not wrong about that. My entire family's going to be pushing this idea. But come on,
it's only one. They're not doing it every year.
I'll do four. Would you sign up right now for four?
Sure.
To avoid one.
When do you start your tailgate if you're hosting at four? The game's at four. You're not going at 9 a.m. You're still doing all your...
You might. You might spend the night
to me,
there.
If it's at 1 o'clock, you're opening presents in the parking lot.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I mean, is it that everyone around you will be doing the same thing? It'll be a joyous occasion.
I don't want to do that. It's horrible.
You don't even know if you'd like it.
I was ready to accept Christmas night. I will not accept Christmas 1 o'clock, which I don't know if there's an indication. Thanksgiving night, let's go. Listen, NFL, the idea is still out there, and we can start it right here.
They have never been home on Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving championship belt. You host on Thanksgiving until somebody takes it from you. Yep. That should be a thing.
Yep.
The league announces it. Starting now, the Bills are hosting Thanksgiving night, and they will until someone beats them. And when that team gets beaten, it goes to the next team. And when that, and on we go. We'll know every year, just the same way we know with the Lions and the Cowboys. Like, who's got the Thanksgiving belt right now? Actually, Arizona. All right. Thanksgiving night, let's see if somebody can take the belt.
Right.
It's not a mini cup. It's not anything. Instead of turducken after the game, they go over and they hand them the Thanksgiving belt, and you've got it. You host next year Thanksgiving night. Still right there is an idea for you for the league. The Bills should be Thanksgiving champs. They won in all three time slots.
They're 3-0.
They're 3-0 all three time slots. They should have it.
And they've beaten both of the two teams that regularly host it.
Yep.
Like the two teams where it's their day, they've both gone into their buildings and beat them both. So,
Twitter poll right now, 70% think what'll end up being the last game at Highmark Stadium, 70% AFC Championship game.
Oh, come on.
What?
I mean, not that that's not possible, but that's the most likely.
That's what people are betting.
That would, okay. We're high on them. I'm high on them too. I like them more than I did last year, but I mean, it would be them doing the thing they haven't done yet, which is be the one seed.
The one seed, yeah.
Go get the one seed. You have not done that yet. You have the best point differential by a mile in the last 5 years, but you haven't been the one seed.
803-0550. We'll go next to Dan in New Jersey. Hey, Dan.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, listen. If you're one to believe, you were talking rigging sports earlier. If you're one to believe that sports are rigged, which I am, the writing's on the wall for the Bills. It's definitely the championship game. The NFL, this is like such a good storybook ending for the Bills. They're going to win it this year. They get to start the next season in the brand new, beautiful, new Highmark Stadium. It's perfect. The league has this set up for the Bills. They're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to win it this year, guaranteed.
All right, Dan. If that's the case, that stinks.
It stinks because
It's rigged.
It's rigged.
If it's rigged, it stinks.
Yeah.
There's no getting around it. The league decided to let them because it's rigged. Shut it all down. What's the point?
Yep.
Listen, pro wrestling exists, and that is allowed to be fake because we all know that it is, and we're just watching a television show that's, you know, fiction, and we're having a good time. Everybody knows how that works,
mm-hmm.
and it's storylines, and you don't agree, and you could, of course, get invested in that stuff. I have. It's great.
You ever watch a movie where you know the ending, though, or you're pretty sure you know the ending and you still enjoy it?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about, like, every movie.
That's fine. You can't enjoy, I mean, this is a let's get stupid. Would you enjoy the Bills winning the Super Bowl if you knew it was rigged?
See, that's where I'm a little bit different, because I think if I knew but everyone else around me didn't.
No, if you know it's rigged.
Oh, rigged. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said the writing's on the wall, it's rigged. He said he believes that sports are rigged. Could you possibly enjoy it if you knew it was rigged? Goodell calls you.
Maybe. I mean, I'm living in my own bubble. Well, I guess I'm not. I know it's...
Your phone rings, it's Goodell. Yes, Mr. Commissioner. Hey, we got you this year. What do you mean? The owners have decided the Bills can win it now. It's your time. Congratulations, enjoy it. We've taken all the steps possible. You're going to win it. It's rigged. All for you. Enjoy it. You'd say, why do I watch this league?
I'm still going to want to see how it happened.
They would rig it. Who cares how it happens?
But I don't know what they did, how they rigged it.
Is it a flag thrown on a 3rd and 7? Is it a...
Right, what's the funniest way possible?
Inconclusive review.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Gene Steratore.
Oh, good Lord.
Paul Lancaster. Hey, Paul.
You know, I've always wanted to see a Thanksgiving home and home of the Lions playing the Cowboys. And that would open up another market for other teams to host for 2 years. But I always thought that would be pretty interesting and probably rack up pretty high ratings for the league.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever come off of having those two teams at home.
Especially
unless one of the two teams doesn't want to do it anymore.
Right. For a while, Lions, people went after the Lions for that spot. Now the Lions are good.
Right. So I don't think you're getting either one of those two out of there. There was a story about how the Chiefs wanted to become the same thing on Christmas.
And so
they
far,
wanted to be able to host every Christmas and become like the staple team for that. And the league has said like that's not they're not doing that. Not as of now, they're not doing that. So, which is good, right?
Yeah.
We don't want every Christmas to have to be spent at Arrowhead Stadium.
I mean, I can think of I think a few things worse.
Uh-huh. Christmas at Arrowhead.
We are back there for Christmas night. The Broncos are going to win that game.
Wow. Broncos are going to win. Isn't Mahomes like 35-6 against division opponents?
Yeah.
Chiefs are a wild card. Broncos are going to win that game.
You know
game.
What? I'm just going to start saying this. I'm just going to try this on. It's May 13th. Yeah. Chiefs, wild card team.
I did see, not that they have to take this too seriously, but I did see Colin Cowherd's NFL projections from yesterday or the day before.
Yep.
And he had the Chiefs with the same record as New England as a wild card.
Well, let's be real about it. Which team is more likely to be a wild card team, the Bills or the Chiefs?
Chiefs.
It's got to be. Their division is respectable.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's very likely, but no, right. Yeah, because I have two teams in the West where, like, okay, they're on the up, right?
Chargers made the playoffs. Broncos made the playoffs.
Right. And the Broncos that was with a rookie quarterback, maybe there's another step there for him.
The Chiefs, much like the Bills, a lot of the toughest Chiefs games, I hope you're ready for games at Arrowhead this year.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs schedule at home, okay, you've got the division.
Yep.
And they play Baltimore.
Tough.
Detroit.
Tough.
Philly.
Tough.
Washington.
Tough.
Houston, Indy. That's their home schedule.
Even Houston's not a pushover.
And Indy.
Wow. What about on the road? Is it like the Bills, though? Because the Bills, I was looking at a graph during the break of every team's strength of schedule and who they play based on the Super Bowl odds. And the Bills, like, if you look at the Bills' road schedule, they play 15th in the Super Bowl odds, 17th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 31st.
Yeah.
Like, they don't play a single team in the top half, like Houston, I guess, just barely cracks it. But they don't play a team inside the top 15 Super Bowl odds on the road.
Well, let me give you the breakdown of the – so the Chiefs, the road schedule is significantly easier. Like, the Bills and Chiefs have the same
type
roughly vibe
for
schedule. Here's their road schedule, division.
Yeah.
They do have the Bills.
Okay.
But after that, it's Dallas, Jacksonville, the Giants, and the Titans.
Okay.
Kind of like the Bills, you look at the road schedule and think, oh, that should be fine. There might be one test in there.
Well,
but otherwise, you're going to be fine. Whereas, if we did just teams over 500 at home, the Chiefs play Denver, LA, Buffalo. That's on the road. Three road games against teams with a winning record. At home, Denver, Chargers, Ravens, Lions, Texans, Eagles, Commanders. Seven games at home against teams with a winning record last season.
Yeah.
The Chiefs. So their schedule is... I think their division could be, you know, could be up.
I've got this graph open now. We're talking about the one seed, too. Right now, on strength of schedule, there's a lot of different ways to do strength of schedule. Warren Sharp does it by his own way, and you can just look at it by last year's record. This one is from Den Selman, who is doing it by the Super Bowl odds. And by that, the Bills have the sixth easiest schedule in the league. There are only two teams in the AFC with easier schedules than the Bills do. That's New England and Tennessee. So 26th in the NFL. Easiest schedule. Kansas City, 11th. So much higher, much closer to the harder schedule, one of the harder schedules of the league. In fact, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cleveland. Those are the only teams in the AFC with tougher schedules than Kansas City does. So if you're thinking about the one seed, and I guess if you are voting in your poll on, hey, AFC Championship will be the last home game, if they're going to get the one seed, I mean, it's a good starting point, is their schedule, the Bills' schedule appears to be easier than both Baltimore and Kansas City.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you'd like to join us, when do you think the final regular season game at Highmark will be? Regular season finale, wild card weekend, divisional round, or AFC Championship? I think you said it right. Most likely is divisional round, but AFC Championship sounds great. Can you imagine?
Where's the Super Bowl?
Of all the revenge games and the righting the wrongs, you know, like beating the Chiefs is supposed to be one of them. The other thing that's supposed to happen is 13 seconds they lost to the Chiefs. They also lost hosting an AFC championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, we would have gone
home against the Bengals.
We would have gone to an AFC championship game in that stadium. And
yep.
let's see them right that wrong this year, you know? So anyway, I'm excited.
I mean, that I guess the opponent, it doesn't really matter. If they win and go to the Super Bowl, it's going to be all-time great day at the stadium no matter what. But if it was against Kansas City,
I would like to tell you right
now,
I'd like it to be in anyone else.
Oh.
I would like it to be
anyone else?
Anyone else.
Really?
Yeah. Anyone else.
You think, well, again, the feeling might be the same.
There's
going to the
too much to lose. I'd like it to be.
What do you mean there's too much? It's the same thing.
It's right.
We've already lost it. It's the same thing over and over and over.
Anyone else.
This is kind of a version of the poll we had in training camp last year.
Right, where you're telling me the Chiefs are your second favorite team.
Because you would like the Chiefs
to be in the spot to go to the Super Bowl again if possible.
I'm dead inside with that matchup.
No.
Like, I've already lost that battle.
If I lose
again, it's the same. What is the number? I don't even know the number anymore. If they lose again to the Chiefs. How many times is it now? Is it six? Is it seven? Versus if they lose to Baltimore or they lose to Cincinnati again.
Great.
I think those two would be worse. Or hell, New England.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Anyone else?
I think that's crazy. Maybe it's not crazy, but I disagree. I would rather... Oh, see, now that I'm about to say it, though, now it sounds ridiculous.
You'd rather run the risk of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again?
No, I'd rather...
Wouldn't you rather...
If I'm going to lose, I'd rather do it to the Chiefs again than to somebody else.
No,
but now that those words are out of my mouth, now I don't know how I feel about it.
We just went through that.
But that's what I mean. I'm well practiced in going through that.
How many years in a row are you just going to say, I'd like the Chiefs to make the Super Bowl if the Bills don't?
Oh, that's the other side effect.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Anybody else? 803-0550.
Even New England?
I'm telling you, anybody else. The Raiders. I don't care. The Steelers.
Brady?
Anybody. Brady out of retirement with the Steelers. rather do that. Not for fear.
Aaron Rodgers is Steelers. You're telling me you'd rather have them?
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe that's a conversation for tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
Chiefs or anyone else? I get the field. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We are playing golf on Monday. Isn't that exciting?
Yes.
Par for a purpose. Good time to... golf and second annual Par for a Purpose portion of proceeds will benefit the 11-day power play to help in the fight against cancer. Grab your clubs, rally your team, get ready for a day of fun, prizes, and giving back. Your participation drives hope and progress in this crucial cause. Don't just play golf, play a role in making a difference. To register, visit ellicottvilleny.com. Ellicottville in the heart of the enchanted mountains of Western New York. We will be playing at the Black Diamond course. You, me, Sal, and Nate, Scramble mm-hmm. team. Come on out. Play in that tournament. Go head-to-head with us. We won't cheat. Why would we cheat? We don't have to cheat.
No, I'm surprised you even put that idea in people's heads out there.
Right. So anyway, ellicottvilleny.com to register. It's Par for a Purpose. It's next Monday, this coming Monday at Holiday Valley. We'll see you there.
Minnesota Vikings.
No,
yes!
You're
baby.
Minnesota Vikings?
I saw I had to do it again. Playing 2 weeks in a row in two different countries.
Oh,
the Minnesota Vikings. I can't believe that has happened
no
before.
Way. No.
The Jaguars obviously have played back-to-back games in London in years past.
Technically, lots of teams play back-to-back weeks in two different countries. The Vikings might be the first to do three in a row in three different countries. I'm counting the U.S. That's not fair. Sorry. The Vikings, back-to-back games overseas.
Mm-hmm. In two different countries. Ireland. Very, very jealous of them getting to go to Dublin.
That said,
is that gonna be that's not gonna be a yearly thing, is it? NFL in Ireland?
Dublin and London is the distance between. Is it like Buffalo to Baltimore?
It's a ferry ride across, and then a train. Yeah. I think you can get there in like 5 hours. Ferry to the train.
You could also fly,
or you could do that.
It's like an hour and a half.
Right.
So Buffalo to New York City.
And
that's a shorter flight.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends on, you know, the flights. Buffalo to Chicago. Buffalo to, you know, whatever. I've demonstrated.
It's very close.
Right, exactly. Two different countries, but not exactly far away. It's not London and Dubai. When's Dubai get a game?
That is, they, I think, are planning on that within a couple of years, I believe. That would have been with Sal and Mike North. That is in the works, like, to happen. They're going to play in Dubai. How's that for a Bills trip?
All right. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. 803-0550.
Yeah, 20... doesn't have a year. United Arab Emirates and Greece, though, are the two mentioned here.
Greece.
I play in Athens. I've been to Athens. Not impressed. Parthenon was cool.
You were not impressed?
No. The Parthenon was really cool and awesome, and the rest of it, eh, whatever.
Not impressed.
It's not what you think. You think you're going to show up at this city that's been around since the BC times, and you realize, oh, wait, they rebuilt this all in, like, 1850. Like, the city didn't exist for 2,000 years. Like, if I want to see buildings that were built in 1850, I just go downtown.
Some takes here on Greece.
Just that one particular area.
All right.
The non-Parthenon Athens area. China at some point.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia. I don't know.
Japan.
That's like Australia. You have to figure out the time zone when you're playing that game, probably. Mm-hmm. But I bet that happens too.
So we're pretty much done with schedule stuff for the day, right?
And, unless we start getting leaks.
Yeah, unless it's other leaks. The Bills have revealed their Highmark Stadium patch, their commemorative patch for the season ending,
mm-hmm.
the end of season at Highmark Stadium. I got a tweet here because you and I kind of got into a conversation about, you know, Bills hosting the AFC Championship. Wouldn't it be perfect if it's the Chiefs? And I say anybody
else. With a win is what I said originally. Beating the Chiefs. But again, I can't know they're beating the
Chiefs.
That's right.
Yeah. And had a person write in, I guarantee if you asked Josh and he answers, he'd say he wants the Chiefs. And I guarantee you he would not say that.
Really?
Yes. Josh Allen would not, on the record, say he would prefer to play the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, not on the record.
That's
what about in an honest moment, though?
Where's he speaking it to you?
Where
anybody could hear
it? You're golfing. You're in the golf cart, and
I think
it's not one of the YouTube golf streams where it's on the record.
I think he'd say it doesn't matter who we play, man, as long as we're at home in front of our fans.
No way.
I absolutely think
he'd tell you somebody.
It doesn't actually matter if they beat the Chiefs.
But you might want to beat somebody more than you want to beat somebody else.
You knock them out in the divisional round and then beat Baltimore at home.
You don't think, though,
it
sticks and it irks him that he hasn't beaten that guy?
Ultimately,
even though it's not his fault that he hasn't beaten that guy.
Sure, it might, but if you win the Super Bowl, they don't ask who you beat along the way. Like, you get to win it.
I know, but, you know, some of these guys are, you know, I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan, but Jordan didn't just want to win the title. He wanted to bury Reggie Miller.
Did he?
Yeah.
Would he have preferred somebody else
that year?
At least
he said it in the documentary.
Well, he wanted to bury Reggie Miller because he's playing Reggie Miller. He also got to bury Gary Payton. He got to bury
Isaiah Thomas.
Sure.
That guy, for those two, they still hate each other. You don't think, not that Allen and Mahomes hate each other, but I think it could matter more, it could mean more in the moment to beat somebody than you know, if he just beats the Titans have a surprise season.
I mean, the Rams, who'd they beat on the way to the Super Bowl when Stafford won it? Who'd they beat?
He beat Brady.
He did beat Brady. Who else? Burrow? Garoppolo?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Was there someone else he'd rather beat? The Lions.
But it just...
I'm not saying...
I know. The Super Bowl is by far the thing, but...
I'm not saying that storylines don't exist, but...
Right.
I am not buying into. Like, I'd prefer the Chiefs over anybody else. There's too much to lose.
Like, I'm fighting people all the time about Eli Manning. His whole legacy is who he beat. Not just that he won, it's who he did it against.
Sure, but he won.
That's going to get him into Canton.
Yeah, but if you beat somebody else to win two Super Bowls, whatever. Like, he's not less happy. You're probably right about the Hall of Fame point, though.
Not that Allen's not going to the Hall of Fame. I just think in an honest moment, Josh would tell you he'd rather. Yeah, I want to beat them.
What about Denver? They passed on him. He's got that little ammo. Is that not? You get Denver. To beat Denver. You did beat him in the
playoffs
last year.
There are other teams that passed on him too.
A couple, not that many.
And Cleveland and New York picked other quarterbacks.
That's right.
I don't really hear him very often. Be like chip on my shoulder.
I've only heard it once.
Some athletes are like that.
Denver.
I mean, Baker Mayfield had a list of receipts, didn't he? When he showed up in the league, like people that said he wasn't going to be good, or like Draymond Green, I've heard on podcasts, he can list out these players that can list out, and it motivates them, like who got picked above them. I don't know if I've ever heard Josh Allen be like, yeah, it irks me that Baker Mayfield went first and I didn't.
Didn't he point to Elway in Denver?
Allen?
Yeah. I thought he did a thing where...
Not that I remember.
I thought I heard him say something... I take it back if I'm remembering something incorrectly. I thought he said something about Denver once. Like,
I feel like I'd remember.
They said they were going to take me, and they didn't. Like, because Bradley Chubb was on the board.
Okay. Maybe didn't he rib on Elway for that face?
That's what I mean.
Okay, because when you first said it, I thought he scored a touchdown, and he pointed up in the press box at John Elway or something like that, because that'd be cold.
That would be pretty cold. Schedule release continues. We never got in on the Utah Mammoth. Hey, everybody, it's the Mammoth.
The Mammoth. Do we like it?
They have.
Do we like it more than what some of the alternatives were for them?
They have the same colors as Seattle, basically. It's pretty much the same.
The blue is different, right? The blue is different. Seattle is more of like a teal, and this is more of like a, I don't know what they would call it, but they call it more of like a sky blue or a baby blue or something along those lines. But it's not that far off. I wanted to see them do something with pink because the pink Salt Lake and Utah, like that works, but they did not do that. There's more black in the logo. The team name, though, is fine, right? There was worse.
There is a Mammoth lacrosse team, Colorado Mammoth.
I guess that didn't...
I guess it's okay.
That didn't matter unless they're going to come calling sometime soon. And the logo's pretty cool, right? It's a mammoth head, but like you got the mountains on the top. Fine.
Sure.
I think they did fine. I don't hate it. My nitpicky thing is get rid of the black and bring in some pink. That would have been better. Too much black. Also, their away jersey, they're not changing.
Just Utah?
The home jersey is going to be a black jersey. That too, like it should be blue. But a black jersey with the mammoth head on it. The away jersey is going to be the same away jersey. White with just the Utah script going across diagonally.
Okay.
So.
That works. Yeah, they could have done worse. Yeti was going to be worse.
Yeti would have been... I like Mammoth more than I like Yeti. That's for sure.
803-0550, our phone number. The full schedule actually comes out tomorrow. Can you even stand it? Who's ready?
I just want to know. Give me the opener today. I think we'll find out a Bills game today.
Marcus.
Like that. Maybe not officially, though.
Marcus Mosier just posted a piece. I retweeted it for you if anyone wants to take a look at it. Keon Coleman feels like one of the league's most important players in 2025. If he breaks out, I don't know how teams are going to stop the Bills. I might agree with that.
I would also agree with that. If he breaks out, what is breakout, though?
Prove to be a great receiver.
Okay. So a guy that's he's top of the...
Yeah.
Top of the everybody eats mountain?
Sure. Revisiting a conversation about wide receiver, the entire idea is somebody breaking out would be very good. And if Coleman breaks out,
it would be great.
It would be fantastic. If Coleman breaks out, it would be incredible.
On the other hand, though, Matt Harmon from Reception Perception charted 7 rookie receivers from last year, and Coleman was not one of the 7 that he charted.
Yeah.
He might get to that.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he'll get to Coleman.
By the way, he charted Xavier Worthy. Worthy had some good numbers, great numbers against zone, very bad numbers against man coverage and press, though. But that's kind of what we thought of Worthy. He's a player you kind of have to use in specific areas. But I like Harmon's breakdown was good. That very curious to see what he'll look like with Rashee Rice at the same time. Because what Worthy did best last year was kind of the same role and types of plays that they were using Rice for the previous season.
Yeah.
So they both can't do it if they're on the field at the same time.
Ben Solak on Coleman in this piece. The big-bodied contested catch expert from Florida State was exactly that in his rookie season. Big play, ball winner, 39 of his 57 targets against man. He typically wins with physicality, but Coleman showed enough wiggle in his routes and surprising shiftiness after the catch that there's an exciting profile in there. He'll get a bigger route tree and more opportunities in year two, and he should continue earning quarterback Josh Allen's trust. One thing about Coleman getting like most of his targets in man coverage, I would say his numbers against zone were good, and his numbers against man were bad. So that's Allen just betting on Coleman winning. He's not necessarily, I don't know if you'll ever expect him to be a separator in man coverage, but if he can still win anyway, you know, big-bodied bully ball out there.
One more thing I saw on Coleman yesterday. This was from Ian Harditz. Number one receiver in yards after the catch above expected.
Coleman.
By year, it's gone in the last 7 years. DJ Moore, like the number one receiver in the league at getting more yards over expected than what you're supposed to get. DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Debo Samuel, Debo Samuel, Jalen Waddle, Debo Samuel, last year.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Ian Coleman. Mm.
That's...
I'd love to... I think we said this last year, though. Screens and putting him in the slot.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they'll do more of that. Because last year, there wasn't a... I wonder, like, that's per reception. How often were they getting him involved in short yardage? When you think of the Coleman plays, it's jump balls down the field right, where you really don't have an opportunity to get yards after catch.
Think about it this way, potentially. Engineering offensive plays for Keon Coleman the way they did for Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, right. Like, and that's not to eliminate the Shakir plays,
but
take some of them and give them to Coleman.
Yeah. Called plays four times a game where you're going to engineer a play to get him in space.
Makes you wonder why the third down screen against Kansas City was to Cooper, not to Coleman. Hey, Bills fans, come meet Khalil Shakir Thursday, May 15th, 5 to 6 p.m., Walden Avenue Verizon Store, 3393 Union Road in Cheektowaga, and be giving away home opener tickets, post-game field access, and a $250 gift card to the stadium store, courtesy of Verizon.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Center ice to Pominville. Pominville into Ottawa territory. Pominville goes around Albertson, cuts in front, scores! Jason Pominville, shorthanded. Oh, no! Scary good, and they are going to either Carolina or New Jersey. The Buffalo Sabres knock off the Senators in overtime. Buffalo now has
19 years ago today. 19.
It's a long time. What else do you remember from that game?
From that game.
It's the 3-2 winner.
This is where I told you. I thought Drury scored a power play goal from the office.
He did, second period.
Okay, that one. I remember that I was at Buffalo Wild Wings on Elmwood Avenue and jumped onto a table when he scored. And stood on a table.
And stood on it.
I was standing on a table.
Wow.
Yep. I watched both games 1 and 5 at that Wild Wings.
The Sabres scored 33 seconds into the game.
To Linder. Okay.
From Kotalik and Drury. Then
I guess I remember all the goals.
Brian Pothier scored to tie it for Ottawa at 2. And then Pominville shorthanded because there were... How about that? Is that the most amazing part of it? A penalty called in playoff overtime?
Yep.
Will we ever see a shorthanded game winner again in the NHL? You won't have an opportunity. They don't call it unless it's delay a game.
For those of you that are very young, a couple in the chat, Wild Wings on Elmwood, where? Do you even remember that? Do you know where it was?
No. Okay. The only one I know of is Niagara Falls Boulevard.
Okay. There was one by the Regal.
And there used to be one in Orchard Park.
By Channel 4 and that plaza. Oh. There was a Wild Wings right there.
What is it now?
I don't even know. A gym? I think it's a gym.
Okay.
But yeah, Wild Wings is right there.
I don't have stories like that. Like games I watched at places that aren't open anymore.
I've got a bunch of those. I watched Game 7 of Sabres Carolina at Cozumel. Really weird pull for that
Cozumel.
Game.
Cozumel?
Yeah, you don't remember Cozumel.
I don't know. Like a Mexican restaurant?
Kind of. Cozumel
Why were you there for Game 7? Just that was...
I was at Cozumel. I mean, Cozumel was outdoor patio life, Elmwood Village.
Okay. Okay.
Like, it was the best.
Okay.
In certain ways. Sal remembers Cozumel, right, Sal? You remember Cozumel? No? All right, you were out of town? Okay.
I don't remember. I think I know about it. I don't think I've ever gone. Yeah.
It was a very questionable decision to watch Game 7 of the Carolina series there. It's probably why they lost that I went there.
That's why. I mean, everyone has their story for why they lost,
it could
right?
be my fault.
It's my fault because me and my brother were playing mini sticks during the second intermission, and I missed the first 45 seconds of period 3.
That is your fault.
I blame him.
I watched Game 2 of the series against Philadelphia at a bar that I think it's a... What's it called now? I haven't any idea. It's on Delaware, across from like the Tim Hortons there, that corner bar. Doug Allen performed the anthem in the bar. Great moments.
12 minor penalties in Game 5, by the way.
Yeah. Sal's coming up, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Maybe some more schedule leaks. Maybe not. Full schedule tomorrow. We had a great time. Excited to find out more Eagles games. Stay tuned.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.